The next patient is Virgilio Caban. The last name is C-A-B-A-N. Virgilio, V-I-R-G-I-L-I-O. This is the clinical case of a 66-year-old white male that is a patient of Dr. Arumugam, A-R-U-M-U-G-A-N. The patient has been referred to this practice because of the presence of hypercalcemia in the presence of elevated PTH and borderline low phosphorus level. He has a remote history of kidney stones. He has been complaining of severe itching for a lengthy period of time. And it is our impression that in the presence of hypercalcemia, that is with a elevated ionized calcium, this patient should be referred for parathyroidectomy. However, the patient needed a clearance from the cardiovascular point of view. Couldn't be given because of cardiovascular problems that have been resolved. Number two, hypercalcemia associated to the above. Number three, remote history of kidney stones. Following number, chronic kidney disease. The patient is stage two. The laboratory work that we have for on July the 16th of 2024 shows that the patient has a serum creatinine of 1, a BUN of 21, an estimated GFR of 77 mLs per minute, and there is no evidence to dip stick, D-I-P-S-T-I-C-K, proteinuria. Following number after aortic heart disease, the patient was evaluated by Dr. Wynn, W-I-N. He was referred to the interventional cardiologist, and according to the patient's information, one stent was placed. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to the history of smoking. He is no longer smoking. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, gout that is asymptomatic. We are going to check the uric acid, and we are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months period. I talked to the patient and said that once he gets clear, he has to notify me. I will refer him again to Dr. Norman and send the copy of the chart, and we will proceed with the treatment for the primary hyperparathyroidism. Paragraph. I spent 12 minutes reviewing the chart in the face-to-face 20 minutes and in the documentation 8 minutes.